So can I just take me back to last week whenever it came out that regions in Phase 4 could begin playing IHSA high school sports. What was your reaction, and what was your players' reaction?
Joy and relief for both of us, both my players and myself and my coaching staff. And I just think, you know, we've been waiting for so long to get some good news in regards to being able to compete, being able to be together as a team. You know, when we when basketball was moved from a medium risk sport by the state to a high risk sport, no one really understood it, why it was what was happening, and we knew it put us in a very precarious situation for getting any games or any type of season in, considering where the state was at in regards to metrics. But you know, things started to take a turn for the better, and even though we still remain as a high risk sport, even though 48 other states are medium risk, and the National Federation of State High Schools lists basketball as a medium risk, that kind of was water under the bridge at this point. Right now, we can't control that, but we can control getting ready to play. So it kind of put our guys in a good frame of mind, which I think they need. I think all young people need at this period of time, with everything that's going on. I think their mental health is sometimes overlooked, and so it kind of gave our guys something to strive for, something to work for, and a kind of a sense of normalcy.
That was actually going to be one of my next questions. Was, I think obviously people miss competing, people miss seeing these kids compete, but I think a lot of the benefit of sports in school is that mental health aspect you talked about.
Yeah, I certainly agree, and we've seen it firsthand here at Notre Dame. Not that the other schools haven't, but you know, we were one of the 16 teams left in the state last year when they shut down basketball, and I saw firsthand how that affected the guys on that team, many of whom are back this year. You know, it was a grieving process. They went through all the stages of grieving, and you know, because things were still at a standstill, I'm not sure they got through that grieving process in a normal, healthy way, and hoping that, you know, by being able to return to play, not just in basketball, but hopefully in every sport that the young men and young ladies compete in at this level, hoping that will see an uptick in positive outlooks and a downtick in some mental health issues that I think are being seen throughout the state and certainly throughout the region, with young people not really having any sense of normalcy.
Yeah, was there any point, even a couple weeks ago, whenever you were worried that there wasn't going to be any sports this year?
Yeah, absolutely. I had gone, if I'm going to be honest, I think I certainly have gone from believing 100% that when we got back to school this school year, and we were in person here at Notre Dame, and we have been for most of the year, that we would be playing a regular season, as regular as it could be. And it got to the point where things were so negative and just looked so dark that I was at a point where, you know, I didn't think we were going to be playing at all. If I'm honest with you, I thought there was really, at this point, you know, so many other states had already started or had a plan to start, and we had nothing here in Illinois. And I thought that was it, that we were done for. And thank goodness that I was wrong. I'll take being wrong like that every time.
So this is going to come together pretty quickly then, because, I mean, you guys might have already had some practices that count towards the seven that are needed before competing, but by next week you're probably going to be playing basketball games, right?
Yeah, it looks that way, and that's what we hope, because we have, you know, we have a very shortened season, and so we would like to give our young men, and I'm sure basketball teams all over want the same thing, and also the young ladies who are playing basketball, we need to give them as many opportunities as they can to compete, specifically because there's not a state series. So the more opportunities they get a chance to be together, be on the court together, function as a unit and as a team, I think that's just, you know, better for them. And so, yeah, hopefully we will be playing starting next week. I'm not sure, when next week. We'll have to look at, everything that's happening. It's going to, yeah, you're right. It's going to come together really quickly, and it might be, a work in progress throughout the entire season, but it's better than nothing.
I talked to a player from Eureka earlier today, and they said that they wouldn't take for granted, not that they didn't like it in the past, but they wouldn't take for granted those long days where they're at practice until a little later in the evening after school. Do you hold that same sentiment that those long days are a welcome back?
Absolutely. I think that might be the silver lining in all of this, is that we realize, how blessed we really are in a lot of aspects in our life, and we realize that, things aren't always going to be hunky-dory. They're not always going to be great, and we should live in the moment and plan for the future, but live in the moment and enjoy the moment. And just enjoy the ride, not the destination. Don't worry about the destination. Enjoy the ride. It's kind of became the slogan for last year's team. We didn't get to finish the season, and we're ranked number one in the state. And kind of like, just it's not the destination, it's the ride. And that's what I think maybe we can get out of all this. Knowing that, hey, we're pretty blessed to be able to do what we do and to have what we have.
Yeah, and also in the absence of basketball and just sports in general, what did you miss most about coaching the Notre Dame basketball team?
I just miss being around the guys. I mean, that's, the camaraderie, the jokes, being in the locker room, listening to them mess with each other, just, being around them. I'm blessed to coach some unbelievably awesome young men on this team, on last year's teams, on all the teams I've coached through my 10 years here at Notre Dame. And that's the best thing about it, is just being able to be part of their lives and seeing them on a daily basis, and seeing, getting to know them, not just as basketball players, but as young men.
Absolutely. Is there anything you wanted to add that maybe I didn't ask you about?
No, those were great questions, man. I appreciate it. Those are really spot on questions, and I appreciate you thinking about me when putting this story together.